share it with you here. The Sunday law in the United States is not a law, it's an amendment. And there's a difference between a law and an amendment in the United States. We call it a Sunday law because an amendment is also a type of law. But when Sister White speaks about the Sunday law that fulfills Bible prophecy, she talks about an amendment to the Constitution. And very briefly, just to explain the difference, if the Congress of the United States passes a law in the United States, that law can exist for an indefinite amount of time until it impacts me, and I go to jail over it, or I get fined for it, and then I want to protest it, and I protest it, and I take it to this court, and they say, no, you're wrong, so I protest it, and I take it to a higher court, and they say, no, you're wrong, and I can take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and finally, when it gets to the Supreme Court may or may not listen to it, and the Supreme Court may rule in my favor or may not rule in my favor, but what I want you to see is that law could have existed for years and years and years until it impacted me, and I started arguing about it, and it made its way up through the process of the legal structure in the United States. That's a law. But an amendment to the Constitution, when amendment to the Constitution is passed, it instantly changes the Constitution of the United States. And the Sunday law is an amendment. And we've been warned that when we see these men that are pushing these ideas that by our spiritual discernment we recognize are designed to overturn the Constitution, and they're talking about them being amendments, we're at the very last remnant of time, and that's what this man was saying. He's going to get a religious amendment to the Constitution. An example, if you're not understanding an amendment to the Constitution, how quickly it happens, is one of the main amendments to the Constitution of the United States was when, during the time of Abraham Lincoln, they put an amendment to the Constitution that slavery was outlawed, and instantly slavery was outlawed. It didn't take years for that to get argued through the courts. An amendment is a law, but it's different than a simple law, and what's going to happen is an amendment. Now, this is from Church and State Magazine, March 2000. Just a little statistic. From 9 months ago, if it's changed, it's only changed for the worst, brothers and sisters. 21 states are considering legislation that would establish vouchers, tuition tax, credits, or other forms of taxpayer aid to private religious schools. 21 states. 12 states are trying to pass school prayer laws. We're not going to have time to explain how and why that will impact the Constitution. 12 states are considering legislation allowing them to display the Ten Commandments. We're going to touch that a little bit. And it's in the fulfillment of the Great Controversy. 12 states are considering legislation allowing them to display the Ten Commandments in public schools and government offices. Indiana, South Dakota, and Virginia have already approved those bills. 8 states are considering charitable choice programs that would award